Well, before I start anything else, I need to... The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart about the message last Sunday. Holy Spirit, check me. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing that. I mentioned that COVID, if your employer asks you to do something, you need to do it. Well, because COVID is so controversial, and we still today don't know everything about it, only what they're willing to tell us. My own personal situation with it, I had no situation. But the Holy Spirit checked me that just because I didn't mean that other people didn't have lots of problems. And the word that Peter used, I'm going to use, navigating. I've come to this conclusion. It's something that each and every one of you need to navigate, much like the fog this morning. Sometimes it's difficult to navigate with certain situations, and this certainly has been one of those situations. Many have died. Some have died because of the shots. And so it makes it a serious situation. One that I think you personally have to deal with. It's a personal conviction. And it doesn't make anyone any greater if they get it or any less if they don't. As Paul put it that way, if meat makes my brother to offend, I'm not going to eat any meat while the world stands. And so, thank you, Holy Spirit, for checking me, because I know that many of you have been affected by this. Many. Still being affected. We don't even know what the outcome of this is going to be yet. Will it be part of whatever to go to school? I don't know. I don't know. But I know this. This is the beginning of things like this. One day we'll be asked to take a mark that you can't refuse. If you do, it'll cost you your life. So is this the beginning? I think it possibly could be. It possibly could be. So to you, I apologize. I spoke out of turn. It is a situation that I think is private and personal. I think, as I more thought about it, I thought it was even an overreach of our personal freedoms. Demanding. There were businesses that demanded, as you know. And if you didn't take the shot, you lost your job. It's sad. And it's regretful that it occurred. Almost forgot. Kirsten, would you come up? Kirsten's going on a trip. I want to forget about you, honey. I want God to be with you and protect you. Would you all stand, put your hands toward her? We're going to do just like we do with other missionaries. I anoint you in the name of the Lord. Good Lord's going to take care of you. He's going to watch over you. Heavenly Father, be with Kirsten. Lord, wherever she goes, just go always with her. Moses said, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. And so, Lord, that's how I feel about Kirsten. Lord, just be with her wherever she goes, what this trip involves. Be with her from the time she gets on the airplane until the time her feet set on the ground. Father, keep her safe. Bring her back safely to us. And we pray, Lord, that you'll use her and let her light shine in this dark country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Whew. Wow. This message is about helping you to communicate to the Lord. Helping you to communicate. Many ways we call it, we refer to it, I suppose, as prayer. But I think it's communicating to the Lord, communicating. It's important that you can communicate. And you need to understand that you can communicate to him just like your earthly father. I believe that that's why we have this illustration of our God being an earthly father. It's very wonderful to see this terminology used in the scripture. No matter what we have need of, we have that privilege of turning to the creator of the universe. And like we as children have turned to our earthly parents, the Father is always there to guide and to provide and to protect. It's a privilege that we have to draw upon. How many of you remember a time when you were younger, perhaps you were playing with something and your toy broke and you said, Daddy, fix? Daddy, fix? Can Daddy fix? And that's how I want you to look at your Heavenly Father the same way. The same way. Daddy, fix. We know there's some situations that we come into in life that we need Daddy to fix. We need him to fix it. It's broke. And we need him to fix it. And that's how I want you to view your Heavenly Father as a daddy. He wants to fix it for you. He desires to fix it for you. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught his disciples how they were to approach our Lord. And in the Lord's Prayer, we have this form and this model. We can know God as our Father because of the revelation of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God is called the Father of the Hebrew nation. But in those times, individuals couldn't claim their fatherhood in the special way that we can today. In the New Testament, each of us as believers, it's revealed to us and we can relate personally to the Father as a loving and having a wonderful and beautiful relationship with our Creator. Jesus referred to God as Father. Our Lord revealed the Creator to us. He's not a distant deity, but a loving Heavenly Father. In this model prayer that Jesus instructed his disciples, it began with our Father. He was explaining the importance of doing the will of the Father. In verse 21, we were also to do his will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Matthew 26 and 39. 14 times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus refers to God as your Father. When outside the tomb of Lazarus, he said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. John chapter 11 and 41. The night before the crucifixion, Jesus began his prayer, Father, the hour has come. Our Lord always addressed God as Father, and that message is in the New Testament as well. The Apostle Paul also knew God as Father. Paul's theology was based on this relationship. We are children of God, part of his household, joint heirs with the Son. We see this message of the apostle in the letters that he wrote. We can know our Maker, not just his greatness, but as a capable and loving parent. I don't know, I would ask the question sometimes, were you closer to your mother or was you closer to your father? I would say, I would probably say the answer to that, I was probably closer to my mother. And then as I got older, I started getting to really know my father. And it was sort of sad because as I was really starting to know my father and was able to talk to him about many different things, then of course, he passed away. I was the youngest, so I spent the least amount of time with him. Some of you who were the oldest spent the most time, but I spent the least amount of time. Our Father. You know, Elroy, you mentioned about our study, our next course is the prodigal. That's a beautiful picture of what I'm talking about today. A father and son relationship. And it's a beautiful picture of our Heavenly Father. It's beautiful. Through Jesus Christ, through trust in the Lord, we become a child of God, Galatians 3 and 26. You know, there's some people claim it doesn't matter. If someone believes in Christ, they can still have a relationship with God as Father. But you see, I don't see that. It's not what our Savior said. But the very good news is this. Anyone can call on the name of Jesus and become one of God's children. The Apostle Paul says, we have received a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Romans 8 and 15. You see, he lavishes us with affection. How great a love the Father has given us that we could be called the children of God. 1 John 3 and 1. You see, our actions will reflect that we belong to Jesus. How does God express his fatherhood toward us? A good dad cares and he provides for his children. And our Lord revealed a loving father who did that. And I'm going to give you these five things that God, our Father in heaven, does. Our Father in heaven desires to have a relationship with us. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Some perhaps have. Maybe some of you haven't. But he desires to have a relationship with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And it's possible through Jesus Christ. We need to be honest with him. And as I was telling you before, be willing to share your struggles. How easy was it for you to talk to your earthly father about things? It should be just as easy to talk to your Heavenly Father. If you had no problem talking to your earthly father about certain things, why is it so hard for you to talk to your Heavenly Father? Same way. Same way. I'm not feeling so good, Lord, today. I'm just not feeling good. However it is, talk to him. Like he was standing right here, because he is. He hears everything. He is. He knows your thoughts are far off. He knows. He already knows. Lord, I just don't feel good today. Well, days like that. You're going to have days like that. That's normal to have days like that. He's ready to help us. He wants to help us to overcome temptation. He's eager to provide for us. He's eager. He wants to. How would you feel if your son was asking everybody else for help and he never came to you to help? For help. How would it make you feel if he did that? Huh? How if you found out your boy was asking everybody in the community, you know what you'd say to him? What would you say? Why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you ask me first? I'd have given it to you. I love you. Why didn't you ask me? So that's the question I'm asking you. Why didn't you ask him? Talk to him. He's your Heavenly Father. He loves you. Talk to him. Just talk to him. You don't have to go to seminary to learn to pray. Talk to him. Speak to him from your heart. He wants to communicate with us. When we pray, he listens. When he speaks, we can recognize his voice. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Thirdly, he loves us unconditionally. He loves us unconditionally. Do you know what that means? You can't make him man enough to hate you. Do you understand that? Pastor, I made some bad choices, some really bad choices. That's okay. He still loves you. Don't matter. He still loves you. What kind of choices could your children make that you'd stop loving them? Huh? It wouldn't matter how many bad choices they made, because I'd always love them. And that's how your Heavenly Father feels about you. It doesn't matter. I love you. He wants to love us unconditionally. Wow. The word unconditional doesn't appear in the scriptures. But God the Father loves us just as he loved Jesus in John 17 and 23. And he wants to meet all of our needs. Not some of them. He wants to meet all of our needs. Our Father knows what we need before we ask. We read that in Matthew 6, 8. We don't have to be anxious about the basic provisions in life. He will provide necessities just as he does for the birds. Are you listening to me? The birds don't have to worry about anything. And he says, you're more important than the birds are. They don't need to worry. And neither should you. For the very hairs of your head are what? Numbered. So do you think he's concerned about you? Absolutely. And he's concerned about everything about you. Everything. Because the hairs of your head are numbered, that means he's concerned about everything in your life. Everything. Your personal happiness. He knows when you're sad. He knows when you're upset. He wants you to be happy. He wants to provide for all of your needs. No human parent can always be available to help, but we have a loving Father who never leaves us. John 15, 26 and 27. And then he disciplines us. Oh, well, nobody likes that. How many of you know what discipline is? How many of you have been disciplined by your Father? Yeah, maybe some of you have. More so than was necessary. More so than necessary. It was always when I'd do something, mother said, wait till your father comes home. I know where mother kept the rubber strap. It was the third drawer down. It was one of them bigger drawers where you know you put all your washcloths and towels and whatever. It was one of them big drawers. And all the way to the bottom, she'd put this little boot rubber strap in there that she used on me. I fixed her one day. I found it and threw it away. Man, what a mistake that was. Woo-wee. Now you're going to wait till your dad comes home. He'll take care of that. He don't need a rubber strap. It was good for me. Listen, it was good for me. I had it coming. I had it coming. It was all right. Discipline we're talking about. You ever been around somebody's kids that's never been disciplined? What a spoiled brat. Spoiled brats. Now listen, the Heavenly Father don't want you to be like that. How many of you ever been around spoiled brats? I've been around them. I want to tell you what. Wow. They need discipline. Aren't you glad your Heavenly Father loves you enough to discipline you? He loves you. That's why he don't want you to be a spoiled brat. He don't want that to happen. That's why he disciplines you. That's why our parents do that. It's not because they hate us. They love us. They don't want us to be spoiled. They know someday that some spouse is going to have to put up with them. So do your job and discipline when you have to. Don't like to, but sometimes I have to. You see, the Father corrects us so we'll grow. It isn't pleasant to be chastised, but I can tell you that discipline leads to a harvest of righteousness. And then lastly, he guides us to do the right thing. He guides us to do the right thing. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Psalms 32 and 8, there's another assurance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will advise you with my eye upon you. Isn't that a beautiful promise? I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will advise you with my eye upon you. It's time to go home. Would you bow your heads? Heavenly Father, thank you for this message today. With it, you spoke to my heart. And Lord, I sure appreciated it. I pray, Father, that your message will accomplish what you want in the lives of each and every one that's here today. I know you love them, you care for them, and you want them to treat you as a heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, caring for me, doing all the stuff you do for me. And even when I make mistakes, you still love me. Thank you, Lord. It's time to go home. Give everybody a safe trip and a wonderful week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you.